Two men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. In honor of the Labor Day weekend just past, we have been looking at the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector in light of working with each man. Working with the perfectionist Pharisee in his pride of keeping the law perfectly would be difficult. Make one mistake, he would be intolerant and scornful. After all, didn't the Pharisee tell God that he was thankful he was not like the tax collector, someone who was considered a traitor to the Jewish people? On the other hand, the tax collector realized that he was not perfect, that he needs God's grace and mercy. In his humility, he dares not compare himself to others, even to claim that he is just one of many sinners. No, the tax collector confessed, "God be merciful to me, the sinner." In our liturgy each Sunday, we quote the first epistle of St. John. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The tax collector went home forgiven. The Pharisee, who claimed no sin, still was living with the sin of pride and arrogance. May our Lord grant us the faith to confess our sin and thus receive his mercy. Amen.